Redbirds lose in the championship game of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, 65-49, the record at 18-15 for the Redbirds. And Mike, as we look back on this season, started the season knowing there were no seniors, knowing that this team was very inexperienced, and there were certainly some highs and lows throughout the campaign. But as the season did come to an end, the consistency had grown, and it can only encourage Redbird fans as they look toward next year.
Yeah, I agree. I think we got about as much out of this team as we could based on the injuries, based on a couple things that happened in the offseason, like Zach Copeland not being eligible. He would have been a nice tool to have, but it's just one of those things. I think 18-15 is a very respectable team. You know, we were 28 last year. 18, it seems like every year, but I think we got a good foundation heading into next year.
Redbirds are in the interview room. Dan Muller will be talking to the media momentarily. We're going to get a chance here to talk with assistant coach Brendan Mullins about this game as he is making his way toward our broadcast location. Redbirds again lost it 65-59 to the Loyola Ramblers. Never led in this game. Trailed by as many as 20. Kept fighting the entire contest, but were not able to get back into the contest. The Ramblers advance. They get the automatic berth into the NCAA tournament, and the Redbirds at 18-15 will wait to see whether the NIT may have a spot for them. As we're joined now by Brendan Mullins of the Redbird coaching staff. And Brendan, first of all, this is just a very, very good Loyola team. That was part of the story here.
Definitely part of the story. You know, we missed a lot of easy shots in that first half. Uncharacteristic of some of our guys, you know, played a little bit tight, but very good team.
And yeah, the misses early gave them a jump start, and it seemed like that kind of wrote the theme for the game. You just couldn't get back going again.
Yeah, a lot of our missed layups led to transition threes and baskets for them, and you know, I love our guys, and just came out a little too tight.
Loyola's spacing, I thought, offensively was a major problem for us defensively. They got so many different weapons, they spread the floor.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that and just being able to keep guys in front, you know, and they do. They do an unbelievable job of spacing and moving the ball and driving and kicking and driving and kicking and driving and kicking. And you know, one of our big keys to the game was to not let them rip the ball baseline, and they probably got seven or eight baseline drives that led to drift threes or baskets right in front of the rim. So
you did do a good job of taking care of the basketball. That was one of the concerns going into the game.
Dick, if you would have told me we'd have six turnovers and shot 13 more shots than Loyola, I'd say we'd be Missouri Valley champions. That kind of blows my mind, actually.
Yeah. And the threes, some of the threes, they were good shots. They were open shots. They just were not going down.
Yeah, no, we got good looks. I think, again, it kind of goes back to all those easy ones we missed. The more of those we missed, the tighter we got. And, you know, try to loosen the guys up, try a bunch of different things. And it just, you know, give Loyola a lot of credit. They make opponents miss, too, and they obviously – the last five games have been holding teams to 57 points. They're a very good defensive team, but, you know, I feel bad for our guys because I just know how much better basketball players they are and how much of a better team they are than we showed today.
And the good news is they're all coming back next year, so we can start building starting today.
You know, we left that door open a little bit and let them hear all this. You know, it's tough. It's tough to sit back and hear when you know you're so close and everything. So we got a great group of guys, and I'm just excited to get back in the gym with them.
When you look back, Brendan, at what you guys did accomplish this year under trying circumstances, no seniors, not a whole lot of experience, and lots of injuries that you had to overcome, I mean, it's hard to step away from the disappointment of this specific afternoon, but you guys have to feel good about what this team accomplished overall this year.
Oh, without a doubt, Dick. But right now, you're definitely caught up in the moment, and yep. You know, I am excited to get back to work with these guys. It's fun coaching them, and we went back and we watched a couple games from the early part of our season, and geez, the way we play now offensively and defensively, I'm excited to start next year and not have to coach all the little things we had to coach in January of this year. We won't have to coach in November of next year. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
And there's always the hope. I don't know how realistic a hope it is, but the NIT usually takes a team from the Missouri Valley Conference. I'm not sure who they take other than the Redbirds. Maybe Southern Illinois. That's certainly a possibility. But you can't totally knock that hope down. It's there.
I mean, I sure hope not. You know, our conference RPI, 8 or 9, whatever it is now, Dick.
Yeah.
You know, one maybe two teams deserving in this league of making the NIT. And either way, you know, it'll be good to get back on the court with the guys and practice for the NIT like we're going to play some more games.
Yeah, hopefully that's the case. Brendan, thanks so much for coming out.
Thank you, Dick.
Thanks, Brendan.
Brendan Mullins of the Redbird coaching staff talking with us about a tough championship game loss here to Loyola. 65-49 was the final score. Illinois State now 18-15. On the campaign. We're going to get a chance to talk to Isaac Gassman. He'll be our player guest. Before that, we'll take a quick break. This is the Illinois State Redbird Sports Network from Learfield. Redbirds lose in the championship game of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. 65-49 was the final score. Dan Muller is in the interview room right now. Let's just go in there and listen for a second or two.
We'll still play this year.
He was just finishing a question.
Coach Tinsley hits a three-pointer coming out of halftime, cuts it to 6, and then they respond with an 8-0 run. You think that was the difference in the game?
Tough to say it's difference because kind of same thing happened the first half. It was a tie game, close, and they went on a run. I'm not sure which run was worse, but we hit the bucket and we go down and just have a complete breakdown defensively. I mean, just a complete breakdown after what we talked about.
Well, there you get a little flavor of Dan Muller in the interview room here at the Scott Trade Center. We'll be talking with Dan when he finishes that conversation. But in the meantime, Isaac Gassman has graciously joined us here to talk about what is obviously a disappointing game. Ike, you guys came here to win this thing, and especially winning a championship game. Not winning a championship game here at the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament is hard to digest emotionally, so we appreciate your coming out and talking with us. But it seemed as though you guys were a little nervous at the start of the game. Did you detect that?
I mean, just from talking to the guys and stuff before the game, I wouldn't have predicted that, but we did miss a lot of easy shots, and obviously it's something you can't do against a team like this.
You made some good shots at the start. That three and then a great pass to you cutting to the basket. Talk to us about that play.
I just knew that this is something I've wanted since I was a kid to go to the tournament like this. And I just know that on the play you were talking about, whenever Malik drives, I got to be moving because he's probably the greatest player in this conference. So he'll find you. So, I mean, I just tried to make something happen and bring energy because I knew it was obviously a rougher start.
You got to be pleased with your improvement through the year coming in as a walk-on out of Ottawa, Illinois, and you played 23 minutes in the championship game. Got to feel good about that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the goal is to win, so I mean nothing's positive really right now, but I don't know, it's just hopefully it'll drive everybody because this is what it's all about, and like seeing them over there is just it's tough for sure.
But you guys played some great basketball to get to the championship game. You finished the season so strongly, and we don't know definitively, of course, that the season is finished. But at this point, 18-15, you had won 8 of 11 before coming into this game. What allowed this team to improve as it did as the season went along from your perspective, Ike?
I think, obviously, we're a new group, kind of not really young, but in a way, just kind of we never played with each other before. So I think the later the year went on, we just – honestly, aside from all that, I think the biggest thing is it was the closest team I think I've been on in probably ever, just with how the guys hang out all the time and stuff. So I think that's what makes it hurt a little bit more too.
It's interesting how sometimes that chemistry develops and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
What created it with this team, would you say?
I don't know. I mean, just so many different personalities, and I would have never known, like, I don't know, just the first time I met him, I didn't think, you know, I'd be this close to him, but now we're basically like brothers because we're together all the time, so it's definitely you know, one of the positives of I guess this year.
I think any team I've ever been on, if you don't have anybody that has a huge ego, you got a chance to be a very close-knit team, and I don't see any egos on this team.
No, that's the biggest thing too, because I mean we know we can't get it done without the guy next to us. So I don't know, on any given night you've seen a bunch of different guys step up, so I think that's what makes us special. And I mean, you know, it's hopefully we can keep that going for next year.
Absolutely, and we certainly enjoyed being around you guys, Mike and I have, and watching you develop as college basketball players. You've made plenty of progress, Isaac.
Thank you.
I'm sure your design is to create some more progress.
That's the goal, for sure.
And whether or not you play this year or not, lots of basketball left for so many members of this team, a full season for everybody, so we look forward to that. Ike, thanks so much for coming out here under tough circumstances. We'll look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Isaac Gassman, the redshirt freshman from Ottawa, Illinois, our player guest after a 65-49 loss here to the Loyola Ramblers. Let's go back into the interview room and see.
I'm just disappointed right now that we just, I couldn't help them better to just play well today and see what happens.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, that is the conclusion of the interview with Dan Muller. So what we'll do is take a break, and I believe by the time we get back, we'll have Dan with us. Again, the final, 65-49, Loyola over the Birds. Back with the coach next. This is the Redbird Sports Network from Learfield. Redbirds lose the championship game to Loyola's Ramblers. The final, 65-49. We'll be joined by Dan Muller here in a little bit. Loyola, Mike, advances to the NCAA tourney. It'll be interesting to see what kind of a seed they get.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, how quickly you have to become a Loyola fan after they just beat our brains out three times this year. But I'll be watching them, I'll be following them, and I'll be pulling for them.
Oh, absolutely. I always pull for the Met Valley representative or representatives in the NCAA tournament.
Well, I think we all have a couple teams we pull for. And I know I have a couple teams I always pull against. And that's what keeps my interest in college basketball.
Yeah, everybody is in that position. That's part of what makes the NCAA tournament such a big deal, as we will be certainly following with interest Porter Moser's Loyola Ramblers in the NCAA tourney. They are 28-5, and I am actually kind of eager to see what kind of seed they get. I mean, I would hope they get something around maybe 10 or so, 9 or 10. What are you thinking?
Really, I'm thinking more like a 6-7.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But what do I know, and what does the NCAA know?
Yeah, yeah. Their RPI, I don't think, would suggest one quite that high. But if what you're saying is true, their chances of getting an at-large, even with a loss here, would have been excellent.
And they beat some good people.
They have.
And they have a good RPI. They have a very talented team. They pass the eye test, and they have depth. So we'll see how good the NCAA is at seeding. They've kind of disappointed us from time to time in the past, but they'll have an opportunity. But, yeah, I look for Loyola to be maybe a 6-7, hopefully.
Yeah, well, we'll find out, although we will not find out until a week from today. That's when the NCAA selection takes place, and that's when we will find out if the Redbirds are actually selected for an NIT berth as well. We'll talk with Dan Muller about how much hope he has for that to happen. He did reference the possibility of it when he mentioned that the team would not be playing in the CIT or the CBI. He said that if the NIT is interested in us, we would accept that bid. And that was before the Redbirds won a couple of games here in St. Louis. And so now that they've won the two games, their RPI has inched up a little bit more. Now they lose this game to Loyola, and they do lose it by a fairly significant margin. And so that will hurt their RPI to some degree, but the Birds certainly still have to be a team that would be considered by the NIT selection committee. Whether the NIT selection committee would actually take them or not is another matter.
And I would think we were one of the top 100 teams in the country. Don't they go, what, 64 well, RPI, or 66?
RPI would suggest that. And right, 68 in the NCAA and 32 in the NIT. That is 100 teams. But again, I go back to the fact that some teams who are not in that top 100 get automatic berths, both in the NCAA and the NIT. So that complicates the issue further.
You're always the voice of reason, Dick.
That's my job.
No, I know. I'm kind of the opposite. I'm kind of a homer. Here comes Coach.
Dan Muller is making his way here now, and so we'll talk with him and finish off our coverage here from St. Louis, where the Missouri Valley has administrated another outstanding Missouri Valley Conference tournament. They do it so well here. It is maybe, I mean, it could be in some people's estimation, the best administrated college basketball conference tournament anywhere. As we're now joined by Dan Muller, and Dan, a disappointing game for sure. Shots that were there were not falling early, and that sort of set the tone.
You know, you want to play this game and play well, and if you don't win, you don't win. But for us to miss so many shots around the rim in the first 10 minutes, I thought we were tight because of it, and I thought we got tighter. It was just a tough night for a tough day for a lot of our guys. They kept fighting, and I don't know if it was nerves, fatigue, the moment, physicality. But I think if, again, we probably missed 6-7 shots right at the rim. You make those, it's a, I mean, I literally feel like it's a completely different game. Loyola played great. They were terrific. They looked a little fresher than us. But they played great, so I certainly don't want to take anything away from them. But we had a number of guys just had bad days too.
And your thought is that to what degree you had tightness coming into the game was expanded by the fact that you missed some of those shots early?
There's no doubt we dropped our heads, slumped our shoulders, which we've been pretty good about. I usually feel this way, but I thought we were going to play great. I thought we were going to come in and just play the game. But I think the pressure of the moment got to us a little bit. And, you know, Phil looked – he didn't have quite as much explosiveness. I don't know if – and he has a right to be a little bit tired. Trust me, he played a lot of minutes, played very hard last night and the night before. So I don't know if a little bit of fatigue. Obviously, Keyshawn, 3 days in a row for Keyshawn's tough. I mean, he's not 100%. But you just have to make the – shots you get at the rim, and if you make those, it opens a lot of other things up.
And it gives your team confidence, and it takes a little away from Loyola's confidence.
100%. And I mean, I usually remember pretty well moments and times and scores. It's hard for me to remember how much time in the first half where things were. But it was a game, obviously, until, what, the last 4 minutes or so, they kind of broke it open. It's very tough to have your best player or one of your best players in foul trouble 3 games in a row with some tough calls, I can tell you that. It's very tough to only go to the foul line a few times and only get 5 fouls. It was a really physical game.
That's what I thought. We played the first half, and I only committed 2 fouls, and I kind of looked at Dick, and I thought, you know, they're good defensively, but are they that good to only play that?
And you don't want to count fouls, and are they fouls or not, you know, the stats. But I thought certainly a number of times it was tough. It was tough, and I thought the physicality affected us around the rim a little bit, but we couldn't manufacture points at the foul line. And we were missing shots around the rim. And then, of course, we had some of our shooters not have great nights. But a lot of our threes were contested. I mean, they really did a great job contesting our threes. We had to score inside. And I felt that way. We had to score inside to open things up for our perimeter. And because we couldn't score inside, Malik was in foul trouble. He was struggling with traps. Phil was struggling with some physicality. They just continued to be able to guard our shooters well and push up on our ball screens.
Did they change anything up much from the week ago?
No. One thing about Loyola is they rarely make adjustments, and that's not a negative, obviously. But they do what they do almost the same every game. They trap the post a little bit differently in different games. They guard ball screens the same way 95% of the time. So no, that's how they play. They just did it very well today.
Well, you look back on this season, Dan, and that's a little challenging to do in the environment here right after a championship game loss.
Yeah.
But this team has improved steadily under very trying circumstances.
Yeah.
I mean, that has to make you feel good.
It will. Right now, you know, I said it back in the media. Usually right now, it's more emotional. Not having any seniors makes it more – I'm just thinking about this game more than I'm, reflecting on the season.
Yeah.
So as I go through, certainly, I mean, we've had a lot of adversity. We've talked about it plenty. Had a lot of guys fight and get healthy and hurt and play the pain and in and out of lineup. We understand that. But right now it's really hard for me not to think about how we played, what I could have done better, how I could have helped more, what we could have done differently. And it's hard for me to not think about that, to be honest.
Sure. What did you say to the kids briefly? Yeah. I mean,
I said some of that. I said, look, guys, usually I'm a little more emotional right now. And I will say this, I'm hopeful we get an NIT bid.
I wouldn't say I'm optimistic, but I'm hopeful. If they take a team from our league, I would assume it would be us. So, that being said, I'm hopeful we play another game. We'll turn down anything else. But, and I told the team that, but I just said, you know, I'm a little more emotional usually, but right now, guys, we kind of beat ourselves today, and we got to learn from it. And then, to be honest, they started announcing stuff, and I made them sit there and listen to the announcements.
Yeah.
For about 5 minutes and just hear all conference. We congratulated Phil Malik.
Yep.
And then I have them announce the championship, and I said, next year this needs to be us.
And in the meantime, it would be fantastic if the NIT would choose you guys. And it looks, just judging based on what we know at this point, you'd be kind of on the bubble because a lot of NIT teams get who are ranked below you get automatic berths. So they all aren't potentially available. But you have a reasonable amount of hope, you'd say?
That's tough. My biggest hope is RPI is solid. And then my biggest hope is we're the eighth-ranked team RPI-wise in the entire country.
Eighth-ranked league.
League. Yep. Yes, league. And if you're going to take anybody from our league, we have the best RPI. We just finished, obviously, where we finished, and I would hope it's us.
And so, how long has it been since the Valley did not have a team in the NIT? I think it's been a
while. Question. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that one. I would not say I'm really optimistic, just based on our numbers. But I am hopeful, and, hey, make us a 7 seed, send us somewhere, it's fine with me. But I think this team has some basketball left in us still. They need rest, I can tell you that.
Well, they're going to get some.
Yes, they are.
And coaching staff could probably use a little, too.
Coaching staff, I've got a great staff.
Yeah.
Rest will be good, but it's just kind of hard watching another team cut down the nets right now. And
sure.
Well, soon that'll be us.
And we don't like watching that either, Dan, but I think about this team and how it's improved and the guys that you have, and you've talked about it so much this year, they're just fun people to be around, and Mike and I have had the pleasure of being around them, and it's been fantastic.
They're a great group. I did say that. Look, I love you the same now as we would have won or lost. That has nothing to do with it. But, man, it just hurts when, you know, it's 5, 6, 7 months worth, and we come out and play the way we did. And, again, credit to Loyola. But I think anybody watching knows we did not have – not our best day, but not a good day, and certainly that falls on me and the staff and the players. But I think the pressure of the moment kind of had a couple of our guys a little slow motion, and then they could never settle in, unfortunately. But we had a lot of guys fight too. They all fought. Don't get me wrong. They played hard. Just got a little frustrated and couldn't make some plays.
Well, we'll hope for an extension to this wonderful season, Dan. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank
Thanks,
you.
Coach.
And thank you for everybody who came. Obviously, we had a great crowd. Yes. And so disappointed we couldn't give more to cheer for, not just the loss, but just more to cheer for throughout the game. So thank you so much to everybody who came down for the weekend. And today it means a lot to our program. And, of course, we know this is a terrific tournament.
That's Dan Muller, the coach of the Redbirds, who did fall short today in the championship game against Loyola. 65-49 was the final. The Redbirds 18-15. And now waiting, and of course the nature of this league, the fact that the tournament is played a week before the regular season comes to an end for most of the other leagues in the country, means that you have to wait around. You have to be to see if something you want to happen is going to happen. And that's, I don't know, I mean, for me, it's really hard, and I can only imagine how much harder it is for players and coaches who wait and look at results of other games and think about what kind of impact that could have on their chances, whether you're hoping to get into the NCAA or the NIT.
Well, just think how hard it is on a guy like me who is guaranteeing we're in the NIT. Just think how hard that will be at the end of this time next week.
Oh, you'll be in deep trouble get in.
Yeah, I'll have people texting me and calling me, but I'm telling you right now the Birds are in the NIT.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. And you're pretty good, but you're not perfect with these predictions.
None of us are.
No. Well, Thanks so much for listening, folks. We'll hope to be talking to you in maybe about 10 days or so from somewhere. Redbird Arena would be great, but anywhere would be fine, as we're hoping that the Redbirds will play an NIT game. My thanks to our in-studio producer, Blake Haas, and my colleague, Mike Matthews. This is Dick Ludtke at Scott Trade Center in St. Louis, repeating the final score one more time. Loyola 65, Illinois State's Redbirds 49. So long for now, folks. This has been Illinois State Redbird Basketball from Learfield.